Today, we are here at the 2018 AXFI Conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, day number two. Grant Perry from Connect Financial Software Solutions. I got it right this time because I wrote it down. How are you?
Good job. Good morning, Mike.
Well, I'm planning ahead, you know, because last time, I think at the Correlation Conference, I couldn't get it right. And I interviewed you like three or four times there, and I got it wrong every time. So now
really
I wrote it down.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Connect Financial Software Solutions. It's very, very melodic. Yeah. All right. Enough of that.
Good conference.
Yeah, let's talk about the conference really. How's it been for you? We're in day two, and how was it yesterday for you?
It's good. I like this conference. I like the caliber of people who come to this conference. You get a lot of very senior decision maker type individuals that are looking for the next big thing, and that's exciting to me. You know, those are the type of people we want to have conversations with. So it's great to be here. This first year we came as a exhibitor. Last year I just came as an attendee, really liked it, really liked the conversations, thought I'd come this year as an exhibitor, and yeah, I'm glad we did.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing from a number of folks here, is like the attendees here are people, they're here for a reason. They're here to learn, they're here to find out what can help them operate better through digital analytics and innovation, all that type of stuff. So it's a very focused group, but it's a group that is ready to make some decisions, it sounds like, as well. So that's a good thing for folks.
Smart people.
And they're smart.
Yeah, and they bring their ideas too, right? And we all learn in that process, so it's great. And really good speakers too.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And Kirk Drake is in there right now, bringing down the house, as he usually does. So, hey, let's talk about your topic at hand here, how to use analytics and personalization to enhance relationships with your members.
Okay.
Give us a quick overview on this topic, all right? Because this is growing in importance day by day, I hear.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, people would come to the branch, and they'd have the conversation with your people. And so then they got the advice and the help that they needed. But now they don't come to the branch, and if you're not coming to them, you know, that really hurts. You know, Rhonda Sheets made a great, you know, comment yesterday about, you know, the top credit unions as far as member satisfaction in digital, they're backing it up with people. That's one component. But also backing it up with analytics and personalization is another component of that, because you're not going to have that personal interaction, so you have to create a machine version of that, which is showing them that you understand who they are and tailoring the experience so that they feel like you know them and you're trying to take care of them.
Yeah, it's like when you have, I think they complement each other, actually, because when you have the digital, when you have the analytics and you can personalize that, where you can get to know that specific member and what they're looking for and what they're doing, and then you back it up with a human being saying, hey, I see that you are XYZ, and the member's like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah, so I think they really complement each other.
They do. I mean, people are going to get stuck occasionally. They're going to have questions, no matter how well thought out your digital experience is. People will have questions. They'll want to chat or call, and if you can help them right away, even though it's at night or during the weekend, they're really going to appreciate that, and they're much less likely to go and seek other sources to get what they wanted in the first place.
Indeed, and this is all fine and good, but how does a credit union get there? I mean, we were talking before the recording, building blocks or baby steps. Just start, you know. So, what's some of your key pieces of advice in getting started here for a credit union?
Yeah, it's great point. And you know, yesterday there was this comment. I think it was Ron Shevlin made this comment of, you're not going to get this done in the next 5 years. You know, and he's probably right for most of the people in that room. There's definitely an element of truth in that. But at the same time, you know, sometimes the perfect is the enemy of the very good. And people, you know, get frozen into inaction because they want to do the perfect thing. Well, you're far better off just taking steps and moving in down a path. You know, the moonshot was not the first space mission, right?
It was, they orbited around the Earth first.
Yeah,
they couple of times.
A couple of things, made sure they could do it right before they went for the, you know, the higher stakes, right? And I think you have to do that same thing in pretty much anything you do, but it definitely applies here as well. And so I think, yes, you have to have a strategy. You want to begin with the end in mind, but then you want to have building blocks. And those building blocks need to be interchangeable, because you'll have an idea of how you want to use them going into it, but then as your vision matures, you're going to take those, you're going to repurpose those for different things. You know, one of my favorite quotes of all time is, you have to manage technology as a portfolio of options. You have to build things in a very modular way so that if the purpose changes, you can still use that technology. Mm-hmm. You know, even if the goal shifts, you can still use the technology you have in different ways. I think that's very important.
Sounds like a moving target to me.
It is. Well, and so we probably all should all just acknowledge that, because there's wasn't it Patton that said strategy's great until the battle starts or something along those lines?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a strategy, but as soon as you get into it, it's going to change. It's going to morph. So yes, have a plan, because if you don't have a plan, you're totally flying blind.
Well, the New England Patriots are a good example of that. Two Super Bowls ago, when Atlanta was thumping them in the first half, they went and changed their game plan. They came out and they, came back, after 28 points, so that's a good example, kind of a regular everyday kind of example, but credit unions can adopt that as well. Cause once it gets going, you kind of got to be able to change on the fly as well. Right.
Right. Just because you're losing doesn't mean you have to lose.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh man, you are loaded with them today, Grant. Woo. All right. Hey, so why is this important right now? I mean, we were talking before the recordings, this is important, 10 years ago, but it wasn't as prevalent. It wasn't as prevalent throughout the enterprise, but now it affects every department.
I think a few things have happened. One of it, I'm the Amazon effect. I quote that all the time because it's so real, and it has really changed the mindset of consumerism in America. And mobile has done that as well. People are so used to, I'm going to get what I want when I want it, and if I can't get it from you, I'll go get it from someone else. But I will pause long enough to flame you on social media on the way out. Right?
We got time for that. Can't run down to Target and get some more whatever,
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, people get, kind of hot under the collar when they don't get what they want the second they want
That's awesome.
And they're just so used to getting it, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's why it's important, but I think, it's also super important to remember that although, yes, this is big and it's difficult and the landscape is incredibly complex and there's so many vendors and so many different approaches you could take, mm-hmm. if you start small and notch up some wins, mm-hmm. That success breeds success.
Yeah.
And there's no better way to ensure you're going to have a budget mm-hmm. next year than to have some successes and make some money with it this year, right?
Yeah, that's a little momentum confidence builder.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not only your confidence, it's the confidence of other stakeholders in you and in what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, it's about, having those building blocks. You've got to have you have to have a user interface that's inherently customizable, mm-hmm. right? Or user experience, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But you need to be able to modify that on the fly. You need to be able to segment your members, even down to a segment of one, right? To really personalize it, you need to understand them. But I think you can do all the analytics in the world. Mm-hmm. If you can't present the insights that you've gained from your analytics, mm-hmm. it didn't really accomplish a whole lot, right? So you have to have a user interface that can deliver those insights, right? And a lot of it is, I think it's also important to remember, this isn't just about making sales, okay? I think if you do it right, you will make sales, mm-hmm. but I think your focus has to be on serving and taking care of the member.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of the member, you do the right thing. In the long run, that generates the loyalty, generates the repeat business. They're going to look to you because in their mind, you made life easy for them in the past. Mm-hmm. You're going to make life easy for them now that they need a car, now that they need a house, whatever it is. And being there at the right time with the right offer is great. But sometimes the offer is just, hey, we notice that you do a transfer every Friday. Would you like to turn that into a scheduled transfer? We notice that you log in on the first business day of every month to make sure that your retirement check arrived. Mm-hmm. Would you like an alert when your check arrives? I mean, you can do things that simplify life for people. People who get a lot of overdraft fees, do you want to warn them maybe that they're in danger?
Yes, please.
There's a lot of different things that you can do that the member is going to walk away from that interaction thinking, wow, they know me, they tried to take care of me, they're looking out for me. And so then when you start saying, oh, that car loan they've got is 24 months into it, they might be primed to go shopping. Let's start reminding them that they could get a car loan from us, right? And for sure you want to start looking at external data at some point in the process, mm-hmm. but there's so much to be gained just from looking at the data that you already have. In particular, digital banking systems have a lot of data available. We know what they're doing, when they're doing it, in what order that they're doing things. And we also have all this data from all of these external systems, the core, you know, mortgage systems, lending systems, whatever. Mm-hmm. We have all this data flowing through the digital banking architecture. You know, we need to harvest that.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and that's, you know, what we work on is basically how can we better action that data, you know, but not only usage, but also relationship, transactional patterns. How do you leverage that? How do you personalize the interface? And then how do you deliver that, right? It's, you have to have all those pieces. But again, I think if there was one central message that I have today is, don't think you've got to be perfect. Don't think you've got to solve it all at once. Break it down, do it in pieces, notch up some wins. And I think you'll be a lot more successful with the strategy in the long run.
I concur. And I have a wrap-up question for you. Where do we go from here? We're midway through 2018 already. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Flying through this year already. So where do credit unions go from here? For those who have already started, those who are in the planning stages, and even those who might still be on the couch. How do we get them going?
I think you have to... You have to break it down. You have to come up with something that you can do today, you know, or this week or this month or this year, whatever your time horizon is. If you can't see an immediate course of action, you need to come up with something. And not worry so much about whether it's even right. Just be nimble and prepared to make adjustments as you go. And obviously some people are pretty far down this curve and have already learned a lot of those lessons. Talk to them.
Call them, yeah.
Yeah, go to conferences like this.
It's the beauty of this industry.
Yeah, exactly. People are always willing to help in this industry. And conferences like this are a great place to go because the people who have the experience and are doing those things, they're typically very willing to share their experiences, things they've tried that worked, things they've tried that didn't work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can save you dozens or hundreds of hours of going down the wrong path, you know, just with a short little conversation. So, you know, it's definitely worth the money to come to these kinds of conferences and exchange ideas. That really helps you to, you know, avoid a lot of pitfalls. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to do something.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Great message to end on. Grant, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
I like, just do something. Just get started, you know? And then, like you said, it just one win builds on the next win. So, and it just keeps momentum steamrolling from there, snowballing from there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, Grant. Thank you so much, sir. Well done. Keep up the good work. Grant Perry, Connect Financial Software Solutions. Go talk to him.